You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Final question. You'll either walk out of here with $1 million or nothing. In what year did the Hicksonian Astrophysical Capital City fourth president invented? You have 5 seconds.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes, because TurboTax helps turn complicated questions into simple ones that you can answer. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter.
South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley says she was absolutely referring to Donald Trump during her response to the State of the Union last night.
South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley tells NBC's Today Show that her message was clear, that the type of rhetoric Donald Trump is responsible for shouldn't happen during a presidential campaign.
Mr. Trump has definitely contributed to what I think is just irresponsible talk.
She's received some pushback from conservative political commentators like Ann Coulter, who tweeted Trump should deport Nikki Haley. Haley is considered a top choice among some to be a vice presidential candidate, but she says she hasn't thought about making a move like that. I'm Joe Gomez.
The Republican presidential race is heating up in the Hawkeye State. The latest Bloomberg Politics Des Moines Register poll out this morning shows Donald Trump making headway against Texas Senator Ted Cruz in Iowa. Cruz has 25% support, down 6 points from last month. Trump is at 22%. This is USA Radio News.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with 2 sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Questions about a Republican candidate's citizenship are not going away. Here's the latest from USA's Chris Barnes in Washington.
This is an issue, as Lawrence Stripe said, is just not a settled issue at all.
Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump still trying to cast some doubt on whether his rival Ted Cruz can be president, as he was born in Canada. Speaking with Fox News, Trump calling the issue a cloud over the Texas senator's campaign.
You know, the problem you have is if you have him as a candidate, you know, you don't know whether or not he's even going to be allowed to run or to serve. I mean, how can you be voting that way? And
Cruz was born in Canada to an American mother, but Trump claims he always understood that presidential hopefuls had to be born on American soil. Cruz pushing back against Trump's claim, saying he's a natural-born citizen and he does meet the requirements for the presidency. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Former NBC sportscaster Jim Simpson is dead at the age of 88. Simpson was one of NBC's top announcers for AFL and NFL games in the 1960s and 70s, as well as several Orange Bowls. A new study links morphine to rapid changes in the brain. Researchers at the University of Alabama say MRI scans found significant changes in brain matter of patients given morphine to treat back pain. The study basically recommends that morphine and other opiates only be used to treat patients when other options have failed. For breaking news, we're at westernjournalism.com. I'm Melody Burkett.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
this is psychic medium Trish Woods with the program Afterlife Real Life that airs every Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. My co-host is psychic medium Jane Davidson from the United Kingdom. We have listeners and callers from all over the world. We're looking forward to hearing what you want to know about with metaphysics, spirituality, personal spirit experiences, psychic work, and more. From 1 to 3 p.m. every Thursday, you can call in or tune in, asking Jane and I your questions, your personal ideas, and maybe getting help with your own personal life. Afterlife Real Life, every Thursday, 1 to 3 p.m.
The 1,200,000 women and men of Rotary have accomplished extraordinary things. They have helped people grow food in communities around the world. They've taught millions of people to read. They've brought clean water to villages, worked toward world peace, and have nearly eradicated a crippling childhood disease from the face of the planet. But here's the thing. Each of those 1,200,000 women and men know they could accomplish so much more if only they were 1,200,001. Find out what an impact one person can make. Learn about Rotary membership at Rotary.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
Ho, ho, ho. It's that time of year to come out and enjoy the Hunterdon Holiday Parade, sponsored by my good friends at Hunterdon Radiological Associates. This year, all my friends and I will be parading down Main Street in Flemington starting at 5 p.m. on Sunday, December 6th, snow or shine. Ho, ho, ho. Thank you to ShopRite of Flemington, the Flemington Bid, the Borough of Flemington, Liberty Village Premium Outlets, Fusco's Rental World, and Witham Smith and Brown for their hospitality to me and my elves. If you miss it, I may need to recheck my list. I'll see you there. Happy holidays.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hidean Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement? Like, will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hidean Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hidean Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Hidean Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Hidean Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Hidean Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
All right. Good afternoon. Thanks for sticking with us there. It's 4:11 already on January 13th. I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is Talented People. and we're talking today. We just had a really great conversation. Hopefully you were listening in. And thanks, if you were, to Kim Pramatic. She was talking about her miracle manifestation system, and she is also a radio show host here at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. And now we're going to go forward, and I'm going to introduce you to two people in just a second who are going to talk about the Convention of States program. And for now, if you happen to be in the central New Jersey area, I'm going to give you an update on the weather. This afternoon, mostly sunny with a high near 29. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 15. Partly sunny all day on Thursday with a high near 35. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 26. Friday, a slight chance of rain after 1 p.m., partly sunny with a high of 45. Rain likely with a low about 35 on Friday night. And then Saturday, rain continuing, mostly before 1 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high about 45. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 28. Sunday, partly cloudy again with a high of 36 and mostly cloudy with a low around 20. So I was running fast through that. I'm going to go to a quick one commercial break, and then we're going to get into our conversation about the Convention of States with our guest here, Barbara Brock, and then also Daniel Gilligan. He's actually a resident of Hunterdon County, long time, and I actually went to East Stanwell Elementary School with him back in sixth grade, so I had to put that out there. You just walked in. I had no idea that he was coming today and that I knew him so well, but I'm so excited. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. It's Talented People. So glad to have you listening, and we appreciate it very much over here at the Hunterdon Chamber, and both Colleen Kelly and I as our business partners for Mariah Media and Jeannie Murphy PR. And today on Talented People, I'm very excited to introduce you to our guests here. We are talking right now with two volunteers with the New Jersey State Directors, I want to say Convention of States Project. Barbara Brock is our first guest here, and then also Daniel Gilligan. And we're just going to jump into it and get everybody up to date on what the Convention of States is. But first, let's hear a little bit about, you know, who are you guys? Barbara, tell us about yourself, and then also we want to hear about you, Daniel.
Okay, Jeannie, great. I am pretty much just a regular old citizen. I came here to New Jersey to go to college at Princeton University, and then got married. I worked for 1 or 2 years, got married, had kids. I homeschooled my children, and it's in homeschooling my children. I wanted my daughter to take a constitutional law course, and I thought it would be challenging for her, so I took it along with her, and that's what perked my interest in Convention of States. There, when I saw the Constitution, oh, this is what the Constitution says, and this is where we are, and you know, there's obviously a discrepancy there, and we needed to do something about it. And that's so here we are. Here I am.
Wow. So now you have four children?
Four children.
Yeah. And so you homeschooled them. And again, what you did was actually in the course of teaching, you were actually learning along with your children.
Yes.
And then you got to kind of, you found this untapped market.
Yeah, homeschoolers take advantage
important,
of,
I guess, project.
Yeah, homeschoolers take advantage of online courses. It was an online course taught by Michael Ferris. He's one of the co-founders of Convention of States. Mm-hmm. And so that's that was a course that we took along with it.
I can't wait to hear all about this. And so mm-hmm. I know we got information from a meeting that you guys had, like, I think less than a week ago, and mm-hmm. it's been on the top of our list since then. So Daniel Gilligan, we used to know you as Danny. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, Jeannie, and thank you very much for having us in this afternoon. I'm a small business person here in New Jersey. I've been in the insurance business with an insurance agency where we provide businesses with insurance programs for 27 years. Besides this, I've done different volunteer things, served on boards, and been involved with different organizations, but nothing that I would consider to really be political, as and there's certainly a political nature to the Convention of States project. I was introduced to Convention of States through my oldest son, who had given me a book written by an individual who you likely have heard of, Mark Levin, mm-hmm. where Mark Levin's book essentially outlined what could be considered at a Convention of States. So that immediately seemed reasonable and very worthwhile to me, so I got in touch with Barb. And I think that was probably in about May of 2015, and Barbara was had New Jersey up and running, and we've been trying to build out the organization in New Jersey since that time.
Wow. Now, you're very soft-voiced, so you're going to have to speak a little louder up as we go, because that was awesome, and I want to hear more.
That's how I get my weight.
There you go. Yeah, soft-spoken does actually carry a lot of weight. Okay, so you're saying around last year, May of 2015, you guys got together. So what exactly, can you tell us, what is a convention of states? What does that mean?
Well, we can get into some detail, but essentially the way that I see it is it's a it's a constitutionally prescribed legitimate tool or strategy for citizens to have some effect as a check to the federal government. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of the quick, short story on it. But it is very exciting because the founders, when they had put together the Constitution, which they had initially referred to as a framework for a federal government, they had the foresight to say, you know what, this may not work out as ideally as we would like it to. So we're going to leave this tool referred to as Article 5, Convention of States in the Constitution, for the citizenry to take legitimate action, and that's what we're about, is trying to kind of pick up that tool and use it.
So can you explain a little bit more about when, and thank you, when you were learning about this, what was it that became like this, what, you know what I mean, like a moment that made you realize this was something that you could actually be a force in changing and collaborating and growing?
Well, the what really was when you, in this course, we went through numerous Supreme Court cases. We would summarize them and look at the cases and look at the precedent and such. And it's amazing how the Supreme Court does indeed stretch, pull, and twist definitions of words, essentially changing the Constitution. Mm-hmm. You know, five people changing the Constitution, where it was designed that an amendment to the Constitution would need a huge effort from the, from the citizenry. And so that was the what. And that was the what.
No, I get it. It's just intense, and I'm trying to kind of follow along.
But there's like a general, just in general, I think citizens, the time is ripe. Whether mm-hmm. you're for or against Trump, he's touching a pulse. There's, people realize that the federal government is beyond their bounds, mm-hmm. whether it's the debt, mm-hmm. which is, every man, woman, and child being $50,000 in debt, over $50,000 in debt by conservative guests, or whether it's the, executive branch overreaching, and this is on the left side of the aisle or the right side of the aisle. Mm-hmm. Lots of people like to get upset with Obama right now and all that he's doing, but by all means, he didn't start this. Bush mm-hmm. did it, and administrations mm-hmm. before that. Mm-hmm. There's a sense in which the federal government is beyond its bounds. And so, as Dan said, our founding fathers gave us, they knew that when the federal government was going to get beyond its bounds, it wouldn't rein itself in. And so, initially, only Congress could amend the Constitution in one draft. Mm-hmm. And George Mason said, look, they're not going to be able to rein themselves in. We need to give that power to the people so that we, through our state legislatures, can propose amendments to rein them in.
And I don't, nobody knows this. Is that what's happening?
That is it. We are dealing with ignorance and apathy. And mm-hmm. so we just need to get out and let people know, why do we have a federal government that's so, overbearing? It's because we've let it happen.
Right.
Because that check and balance that was provided for us has kind of been laid to the side and unused, kind of neglected.
Well, it's interesting, and I know we're getting a little off your questions here, which I want to get make sure that we get all of them done.
That's okay.
It's just interesting because it's like, okay, so what you're bringing to attention is something that everyone should want to be a part of and know about and be educated on. And then at the same time, you know, there was like a so low voter turnout. So, you know, you do have a challenge ahead. But yet it's something that I heard the other day that like when you guys were making a presentation, the room was filled and they walked away saying, I want to tell everybody I know that has a TV show, radio show, anything in the media about this so that you can get the word out. So,
well, yeah, it's, I would say that it's not 100% everyone who has an interest in you know, supporting what it is that we're doing and trying to enact the Convention of States. It is those people who feel that our federal government is, in one way or another, on the wrong track. Not everybody, you know, feels that way.
Isn't it the majority, though, really? Is that, do you have any stats on that?
Statistics on people's dissatisfaction with the federal government, I'm not familiar with, but I think, you know, there's a lot of indication that many people feel that way. One indication of that is the growth of our organization as we're building out and the people who, you know, just recently seem to be endorsing us.
And tell us about that. Let's hear about
Well, can I address one thing about how you were saying that we're spreading it out and getting people active, that only 5% of the people voted? Well, like, for instance, so one of our means of educating people is having these information sessions, one of which Eric went to, and we get people out there to invite friends and neighbors, or we go to organize groups that are doing it. And one of the last groups that I organized, that I arranged, was a citizen who said, you know, when I said, oh, just give me a time and a place and a date and we'll invite some people and do it. He says, well, he was a little nervous, intimidated. I've never really done something like this before. I haven't been active like that. It's like, great. That is the person we want to reach. So,
and there's a lot of people listening right now that would like to know how to get in touch with you if they were interested in hosting some kind of event or being available, you know, making them their place available or their networks. Because what, in my mind, I'd like to do is spend some time kind of acting like this is one of those events that you were at, you know, or that you're arranging, and share so that people who are listening can share these archives and also, you know, get in touch with you. So where would they go, first of all, to get in touch with you guys if they wanted to reach out?
Well, for more information, they go to conventionofstates.com, and that has lots of information of what we're all about. And director.nj@cosaction.com is my email address. If they sign up at conventionofstates.com, it will put us put it in our database, and we'll get to see that as well.
Did you want to add to that?
I had the thought that I think there are a lot of people who have some issue with the federal government and you know, with federal institutions. The easy things that we look at are $18 trillion in debt, estimates of $100 trillion in unfunded liabilities, and anywhere, depending on how you measure or determine, define what a federal agency is, up to over 400 federal agencies that are setting out regulations and in some cases making law. So all of these things, even people like myself who are just kind of a regular general citizen, not particularly scholarly, you look at these things and say, you know, something's really not right.
Right.
Something really seems to be wrong. And if I was to imagine the path that we're going down, I really see nothing good. So I know this in my business. I've had people say, you know, Dan, I'm moving to New Zealand. Can you help me figure out how to run my business from there?
Yeah.
Or other people say, I'm just stocking up on whatever it is that I choose to stock up on and taking care of myself. And I say, well, you know, those may be strategies that might work for you individually, but if we consider ourselves at all patriotic and we want to do something that's honorable and legitimate to try and effect change in a significant way that will change the situation, I think Convention of States is really the most viable strategy that people could choose to take on. And that's why I find it so powerful, and you know, to the point where people are always saying to us, and I'm not a politically active guy or a politician or anything, like, just this is very attractive to me, but people always say to Barb and I, because they know that we have some political involvement being with Convention of States, who do you want to be president? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, who do you want to be, whatever elected office may be? And I say, you know, I have an opinion about that, and it's worthwhile to talk about, but it's not as powerful as Convention of States is, because we see this as being, you know, more significant than any politician that it is that could do a job in a particular position. What I find exciting about this is that it allows for us to play a role.
Mm-hmm.
And what I find really exciting about it is that we're supposed to. You know, I think you mentioned before something to the effect, Jeannie, of ignorance and apathy. And
I was just going to bring that up again. I just wrote it down again.
We're all
guilty. Yeah, I love that when you said that.
We're all guilty of it. Mm-hmm. And Convention of States I'll admit there's probably a local election on a Tuesday night at one point in time that I didn't participate in. And I feel guilty, but I'm picking up the kids and, you know, doing everything that we're all doing.
Mm-hmm.
So this does require more than even what we're used to, the level of which we're used to engaging as citizens. Not a lot more, but a little bit more. But I think that people want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people at this point. And
the reason I even said that before about the majority and the, you know, general consensus and so on is because I do only talk all day long to people, and I've been, you know, talking a long time, and I've yet to find anybody who would disagree with you.
Okay.
I mean, okay, I just want to put my name on that. I'm not talking on behalf of all of my guests, but
right.
I'll tell you that it's been quite a number of conversations, and most of them, if not all, have never said anything that would disagree with what you're saying
at all.
And I do think it's mostly, like you said, ignorance and apathy, because that. Do think that, and like you said, that we should be involved in, and that we would like to be involved in. And there's a little bit of an opportunity there to change. And again, it goes back to the educational process and getting people engaged.
Well, here's the one thing that's interesting is the Constitution. When you read it, it's a cogent document. There was an individual Barbara and I met with, and quite a scholarly. Guy on the Constitution, he said there is nothing, I think extraneous was the word he used, in the Constitution, which means there's nothing there that does not serve a purpose or have some intent.
Which is incredible.
It's only like four to five pages long, depending
mm-hmm.
on the font size.
Mm-hmm.
So Article 5, you know, is there for a reason. We're supposed to be doing this. So that's what we're...
Like an engine.
I'm sorry?
Like an engine.
Okay.
That's you.
Yeah, Barb, she's reminding me of this analogy where, you know, the Constitution is like, has been presented as, the Constitution is like an engine, meaning, you know, when you build an engine, there's nothing there that doesn't serve a purpose.
That's right.
Not there for us that because someone really thought it through as to why it's there and what it's doing, and the Constitution's been compared to that. Article 5 has not actually, or Article 5, Article 5 consists of the two ways to amend the Constitution, one being through Congress and one being by the states working in a cooperative way autonomously from the federal government,
mm-hmm.
could basically, you know, propose amendments to the Constitution. That's what it is that we're looking to do.
And now just explain to everybody, because I want everyone to know right now, this is Jeannie Murphy here. This is Talented People. It's already 4:29 on January 13th. And I have two guests in studio today talking about the Convention of States, Barbara Brock and Daniel Gilligan. And we're learning about this. And what I want to do is go really quickly to a break, and then I want to come back. And I really want to hear about what this is as far as the states go. And you mentioned there's 35 or 34 of them apply for, you know, this and that. So we're going to delve a little deeper very quickly. I'm not even going to turn off the mics here in studio. Just two quick commercials. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
All right, welcome back to Talented People. My guests in studio today are talking about an interesting movement, process and project called Convention of States. And I've got Barbara Brock and Daniel Gilligan here as volunteers working this project in the state of New Jersey. So again, welcome back. I'm just going to leave it open to you guys to kind of clarify a little bit more of what you guys are doing for the sake of our listeners.
Okay. Yeah, we've spoken generally, I think, about what a Convention of States can do and how it's worthwhile as a legitimate, constitutionally prescribed means of us having significant change on the federal government. Now, specifically, what we're talking about is the way that Article 5 lays it out is that 34 states have to essentially pass a resolution. Their state legislatures do. And the resolution has to be the same in every state house. So the resolution, which is referred to as an application, speaks to amendments that can be considered to do three things. Consider restraining federal spending, consider restraining federal power, and consideration of term limits. So that's it. I think it's three or four sentences, and those applications are being considered in every state house as prescribed in Article 5. Again, this is just the states working in a somewhat cooperative manner to consider this application. The federal government has no involvement with this. Article 5 outlines that if three quarters or 34 of the states pass this common application.
Oh, no. See.
If two-thirds.
I'm sorry.
It's two-thirds to.
Right. Right. Apply. Two-thirds to.
Apply.
Thank you, Barbara. To apply and have the. Have a convention at which amendments to the Constitution can be considered only on those three application points. Now, if these 34 states, and each one of the states would send a delegate to an actual convention where these people would hammer this out and see if they can come up with anything that they all agree on. Kind of highly unlikely, you would think, because mm-hmm. that's a pretty high bar to get all these 34 states to agree on something this significant, and the bar gets actually higher. You know, with the framers, when they thought about how the states could get together and amend the Constitution, they recognized that that was not an insignificant act, mm-hmm. and that it should be pretty well thought out and make sure that we're on the right track with this. So should the convention come out with any work product, Jeannie, then it gets kicked back to the states where, and there's my three quarters, Barbara.
Yeah, there you go.
And 38 states have to ratify that. At that point, you know, you have amended the Constitution in a way that all of the states have agreed to do. So I think it makes a lot of sense. You know, the Constitution can be amended by Congress. And if Congress, for whatever reason, may be not taking up an issue that's important to a lot of the citizenry, regular people like us, mm-hmm. can do what we're doing, which is look at another avenue for making that type of significant change. So that's kind of the playbook for what has to happen in order for us to get the goal.
Love it. Well, I give you guys a lot of credit for taking this on, and I want to find out a little bit more from you about on the national level with all of the different states, like what is the status that way, and how do you guys fit in as activists, I kind of want to call you. Mm-hmm. I know that you're state New Jersey based, right? Like basically, mm-hmm. you know, you're working the state of New Jersey Convention of States mm-hmm. type of project. Mm-hmm. But I would say that that's a very high compliment. That's what I meant by saying activists, because it takes a lot of dedication and passion. I can see it on your face. I can hear it in your voice to this mission to educate and bring awareness and so on. So it's actually my pleasure, and I give you a lot of credit. So tell us about that, like on a national level and then on the state level.
Mm-hmm. Well, on the national level, we have so it takes 34 states. We have four states that have passed: Florida, Georgia, Alaska, and Alabama. Mm-hmm. And then we have... We're active in all 50 states. We have leaders in all 50 states. And most of the states have an active legislative session between now and April. They've had a break for a little bit of a while. And we are just getting ready to explode. We've had a lot of endorsements. Rubio has endorsed us. Senator Rubio has endorsed us. This governor of Texas just gave a huge endorsement for us, just laying out their plan. And they've really thought it through and even have some amendments in their, you know, proposed amendments that they think would be a good idea. And Thomas Sewell has just endorsed us. And so there's a lot. We're just ready to be taking off, and just a lot of momentum is going into this. It's very exciting.
It really is very exciting, and it's nice to have such high level credibility, you know, in your ballpark, and like you said, your playbook, to be able to have a little bit of a template to follow, mm-hmm. and to have four states have already done that. Who are they again? Which states?
Florida, Georgia, Alaska, and Alabama.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well,
that's another point I think that makes Convention of States very attractive, is that, you know, there are, I guess, a lot of different people and a lot of different groups who may want different things done in the country. So maybe, you know, people like the three of us will sit around and say, you know, we're really smart. We came up with these great ideas. Well, that's not Convention of States. It's not something that I thought of, or Barbara, or, you know, a professor at some university, or some politician. This is in the Constitution,
right?
You know, it's we didn't have to think this up. It's because they anticipated that it's a tool that may have some value.
Do you know if they teach it in like the political science classes, or is it history? Do they really pull awareness to it? Because it does seem interesting that so many people are, I do not believe, aware of it at all.
Right. There are lots of people not aware of it. There are mm-hmm. lots of legislators that even mm-hmm. aren't, you know, too much aware of it. Mm-hmm. And as a homeschool mom, you know, I read some of those history books, and they are changing the history books. Mm-hmm. If you read the Constitution books that we know, what is the bedrock of our Constitution, of our nation, is self-government, that we vote for the people that, mm-hmm. that elect us, that bind us with laws. For 150 years before we were a state, who could tax us? You know, the number one wrong answer is that England, we actually had a general assembly of our elected officials that could tax us. The governor was in charge, so we can act without the governor, but England couldn't act without going through our general assembly. And it's when Parliament came and acted outside of that, that was the spark that ignited the revolution. It was taxation without representation. You know, our generation is very clear, taxation without representation. Mm-hmm. But indeed, the history books today take that out, and they do just include taxation. And so, who knows about it? Are they teaching it? You know, I imagine there are some that are, but there certainly are some that not. And from that same meeting that your friend Eric came, that said he wanted to go tell everybody, we are getting contacts with some schools and are discussing with some leadership to possibly go teach a course in the schools.
Oh, that's great. Well, I know that for one, it's kind of interesting because it is so weird to think about how when the Constitution was written and all of this was out there, you know, you think about like the postmen on the horses and, mm-hmm. and now a lot of that stuff could have been left behind, and now you've got the ability to social media this like crazy, And that is such an advantage because mm-hmm. it's so easy to get information out anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, you can be the driver of your own bus, so to speak. We talk about that all the time here mm-hmm. on the show, as to taking archives like this and being able to share them and, mm-hmm. you know, being able to tell people and have people mm-hmm. at meetings to go home and tell their tribes and so on. And I just think you're in a really good place and I'm really excited for you guys. Mm-hmm. Again, if someone wanted to get in touch with you and host some type of event or have you speak, tell them again, for the sake of listening, where they would go.
Well, the website is conventionstates.com, and it's actually really quite a robust website with a lot of information. Or you can email us at
director.nj@cosaction.com.
Thanks, Barb. You know, one comment as far as taxation and representation that I think is interesting, and it ties in with social media and mm-hmm. younger people. Mm-hmm. Depending on, I guess, how you want to do this math calculation, the average person born in our country wakes up with a significant bill already of $50,000 or more, depending on, you know, how you look at this. And that comes up. So, you know, the legitimacy or the appropriateness of placing that type of a burden on someone who really had no involvement or voice in that, it brings to mind that phrase, taxation without representation. Mm-hmm. You know, is that mm-hmm. is that fair, or isn't that actually, you know, somewhat tyrannical? Mm-hmm. So, you know, when young people...
Yeah, what we're doing is we're robbing them of that freedom to vote for the person who binds them with their laws. Mm-hmm. That is taken away when we have that generational debt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. George Washington actually said, I forget the quote, but he said something to that about the type of debt that a nation should take on, that it should in no way be intergenerational. You know, mm-hmm. it should be something that you can mm-hmm. foresee paying for a war and that kind of thing. So I bring up that point along with the social media that our organization, I'm 51 years old, and I was talking to Ken, another person in our group, and he said it's very attractive to a lot of people of our generation. And we feel that it should be more attractive to people younger than us mm-hmm. because you
absolutely
know, they have mm-hmm. as much a stake mm-hmm. and it's really easy to argue more of a stake than folks like us do. So mm-hmm. yeah, we're hoping to you know, to go out of our own demographic a little more with the people that we're onboarding in New Jersey here.
That's great. Yeah. Well, yeah. I can say, you know, it's kind of funny. I know our Eric Schwartz is out there listening because he's been texting in here as we've been going through this conversation. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's nice to have people who do support you so much on, you know, the front end, like as far as if it's just last May that you guys got going and then you've got some really heavy hitters in four states and then the state of yeah. New Jersey.
It was last May when he jumped on board. Okay. We've been going for about 2 years.
Oh, really? That's a great clarification. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I do agree with you. Like, you know, we are 50s or whatever. And then, you know, the younger, they are only on social media. The CEOs are 39 and they don't know anything differently. So mm-hmm. they didn't really miss anything and they catch up fast. Mm-hmm. So to me, 2021 all the way through, I see such interest, read about it as to, you know, what's going on with the presidency and so on. There's so many more interested younger generations, you know, looking at this and really taking everything so seriously about the debt and stuff. So, mm-hmm. you know, yeah. sometimes things happen in the perfect timing of the universe, you know, mm-hmm. as far as getting things going.
And one of the number one motivations, like if you talk to people why they're involved in it, those of our generation, I'm in it for my kids. Mm-hmm. I'm in it for my kids
exactly.
and my grandkids.
Yeah. And I've had so many wealth management people here over the years, you know, that's kind of interesting to talk about that too, because they are as well so interested in making sure the kids are as involved as possible as well. So you do have like an extraordinary amount of industries and people that really, you know, just need to find out what you're doing, I think, mm-hmm. and you'll just have more and more opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is there anything you guys want to add to anything other for the listeners?
Well, you say we talk about social media. There are two levels. There's, as you said, social media is wonderful and awesome, and we are out there and we're talking and letting people know. But actually, that it's a busy world. We're all very busy, and we're very, you know, overwhelmed with all that we need to do. each of us has a circle of friends. So if you understand this and you recognize this is something we need to stand up and do to defend the freedom of our children mm-hmm. and stuff like that, then you have a network of friends that I'm not going to be able to reach. Mm-hmm. And so each of us really needs to reach out to that network because that's a contact that we don't. So all to say, we just need to network like we've never networked before.
Right.
To just reach out and get that overwhelming grassroots effort to mm-hmm. influence our legislators here in New Jersey to support this effort.
Absolutely. And to that point, I will add also that this radio show will play again 2 times within the next 24 hours. On the 100 Chamber Rewind and then through the weekend. And then it does play again all next week and so on. But you can just go to 100inchamberradio.com and click on the archives and then just pick up the 4 to 5 o'clock Talented People show. And you can use this link if you want to share it with anyone else. So you could just follow us on Twitter. I'm Jeannie Murphy PR. And I will have this posted tomorrow and you can just retweet it to your tribes and to your friends. And we appreciate that if you're interested. Go ahead, Dan.
I can mention one more thing, Jeannie?
Absolutely.
Okay. In addition to what Barb said, I would say that we are a national organization. We mm-hmm. do have a national staff that Barb and I report to. And at the state level, we have a number of positions that people can come and participate with and sign up for. The national has given us some specific jobs. And we would love to talk with some folks about some of the open items, the open positions, frankly, that we have in New mm-hmm. Jersey that we're working to fill. We also have a structure whereby we have captains who are in every legislative district of New Jersey. And we haven't completely built that out yet in each of the legislative districts, but, you know, we are. And each of those captains also has their own team. You know,
is there a criteria or some type of could they be a political person or is it totally independent? Anything to know for anyone who's interested in being involved?
Well, we have a particular interview process, but we're open to anyone who has a competency and an interest, ideally a passion for our project. We are looking at this being something of a project that will take a while, mm-hmm. Probably up to 2 years. So, but it's a great thing to be involved with.
Mm-hmm.
Barb and I are, Barb puts in a ton of time. She's really the engine behind Convention Estates in New Jersey, but it's also, it's a lot of fun. Like any volunteer thing, I've always found that when I have volunteered, you really can make some great friends and build some great relationships through doing something that is kind of a little beyond, your own self-interest with others who feel the same way. So, yeah, come to the website or contact myself or Barb. There's plenty more to do, and, we look forward to meeting new people.
ConventionofStates.com.
Sounds like a good thing. I think you should be involved if you're out there listening. If you hung through the last hour and learned about it, then don't hesitate to reach out and get in touch. There is always something good about getting outside your box, like you said, doing something that makes sense for everyone, including yourself at the end of the day. We're going to go real quickly to a break, and then we're going to come back, and we'll be able to say our last thoughts. Stay with us. It's already 4:49 on January 13th.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion.
We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Ground Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Ground Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
All right, so welcome back to the end of the show. I hope you enjoyed my conversation with our guests today, Barbara Brock and Daniel Gilligan. That was just fascinating information, and I hope that you were paying attention and want to get in touch because you really can make a change. Conventions of states sounds like something everyone should be learning about and sharing. So if you have time, take a, you know, maybe listen to the rewind or take a look at our Twitter, you know, when we tweet out tomorrow the link, and then share it with your guests. Also wanted to remind you that the archives do play again. So the 3 to 4 with Kim Pramatic was also very fun today and interesting. She's got a lot of things for you to think about if you kind of talk to yourself too much and overload your brain. Too much toxic talking to yourself is not any good, especially in January when you have a chance to change it up. So that's our shows for today. Hopefully you'll be having a great week until next week we get back. And I also want to let you know a little bit of information on the Mariah Media Gold Award program. You know, Colleen and I talk to you regularly about the Santa Choice Awards, and we had such a fantastic season. And if you want to look at some of the award winners that even Nadine Savino, who was actually on Good Morning America and ended up getting a check for $10,000 from Joy Mangano because she pitched her home shopping network queen, Joy, you know, the product that won the award. And it was really exciting. But you can find out all about that on the Santa Choice Awards website. If you'd like to, you can actually enter into the Mariah Media Gold Award program that will serve you for promoting your items, if it's your company, your website, or your products throughout the whole year, and then special features with Santa Choice Awards in the holiday season. And you can go online to Mariah Media, that's 2 R's, to find out more information, or you can go follow us on Twitter. And also remember that if you'd like to be a guest on the show, get in touch with us. We'd like to hear from you. Again, I'm Jeannie Murphy. And you can get in touch with me at Jeannie, J-E-A-N-N-E, at J-E-A-N-N-E-M-U-R-P-H-Y-P-R.com. So have a great week. And thanks again for listening. Take care.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
The 1,200,000 women and men of Rotary have accomplished extraordinary things. They have helped people grow food in communities around the world. They've taught millions of people to read. They've brought clean water to villages, worked toward world peace, and have nearly eradicated a crippling childhood disease from the face of the planet. But here's the thing. Each of those 1,200,000 women and men know they could accomplish so much more if only they were 1,200,001. Find out what an impact one person can make. Learn about Rotary membership at Rotary.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
College education, you don't have to go into debt before you even begin.
The actual price of a college education today could cost more than $200,000. Even if you don't qualify for financial need-based assistance, Premier College Funding can help you and your family cut college costs and find efficient ways to pay for college.
Call 908-788-3799 for a free consultation or visit us online at premiercollegefundingllc.com. Getting a college degree doesn't have to break the bank.
This tree was never chopped down because this crutch
never needed to be carved. Because these legs never grew weak. Because this child never got polio. Over the past 20 years, Rotary Club members have helped immunize over 2 billion children against polio. Now we're on the brink of eradicating this crippling disease once and for all. But we need your help. Thanks to an historic matching grant from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, every dollar Rotary raises will work twice as hard to make sure vaccines reach the people who need it, to protect the children of the world against polio forever. This is an opportunity to end polio now. Visit rotary.org/endpolio. Rotary, humanity in motion.
USA Radio News with Melanie Burkett.
I'm very pleased that this was resolved quickly.
Defense Secretary Ash Carter says he's glad the 10 Navy sailors are back in U.S. hands. Speaking at Fort Campbell in Kentucky, Carter thanks Secretary of State John Kerry for securing their release.
Our highest commitment is to the safety of all of you. Wherever we may ask you to go, the country will never leave an American service member behind.
Kerry called the response quick and appropriate. The sailors were captured inside Iran's territorial waters. They were aboard two small Navy patrol boats that apparently strayed off course. The Defense Department is investigating what happened and why. The Republican presidential race is heating up in the Hawkeye State. The latest Bloomberg Politics Des Moines Register poll out this morning shows Donald Trump making headway against Texas Senator Ted Cruz in Iowa. Cruz has 25% support. Trump is at 22%. This is USA Radio News.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
As your financial advisor, I require a small 12% commission in addition to a 3% subcommission on every financial transaction and a 9% commissionary commission on top of the honorarium.
Honorarium?
It's like a commission.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because with TurboTax Absolute Zero, you can file your simple tax return for free. There are no hidden costs. It's simple, and it's absolutely free. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. For simple U.S. returns only. Offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, my office goes through ink like it's water.
Staples can help. We have the ink you need, and with our 110% price match guarantee, Staples always has low prices.
So we could go through ink like water.
I wouldn't.
We could bathe in the stuff.
That'd just be weird.
Yeah.
Staples.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
NFL owners approved his team's move yesterday. Kroenke said he understands the disappointment of people in St. Louis. He thanked his partners in the league and league officials for helping get this done after years of planning. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ah, the beginning of a new year. Started off right during Rite Aid's 2016 Starting Points. Because every week through January 23rd, you can ring in the values. With 1,000 Plenty Points worth $10 in savings when you spend $30 on participating products with your Wellness Plus with Plenty card. That adds up to big savings every week for the entire month. But only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Worth at least $10. Limit 2 offers per card per week. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, my office goes through ink like it's water.
Staples can help. We have the ink you need, and with our 110% price match guarantee, Staples always has low prices.
So we could go through ink like water.
I wouldn't.
We could bathe in the stuff.
That'd just be weird.
Yeah.
Staples. Make more happen. And right now, buy any HP ink cartridge and get the second half off.
Limit 2 per customer ends 1/16/16. Price match plus the 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Ends 3/26/16. See store or staples.com for details.
The two Republicans leading the GOP presidential race are reacting to President Obama's final State of the Union address. USA's Joe Gomez has more.
Senator Ted Cruz says President Obama is out of touch with the American people.
This was less a State of the Union than it was a state of denial.
Cruz spoke with Fox News' The Kelly File following the president's State of the Union address. The Texas senator took exception with Obama's claim about how well the economy is doing. He said the rich have gotten richer under Obama. GOP frontrunner Donald Trump panned the speech while the president was still speaking. Trump tweeted that the speech was, quote, really boring, slow, lethargic, very hard to watch. I'm Joe Gomez.
Mexican prison authorities are shuttling drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman from cell to cell as a precaution to keep him from escaping again. Mexican Marines captured El Chapo last week, 6 months after he escaped through a mile-long tunnel that ran right up under his cell. He's now